The Regent Honeyeater is one of Australia's most critically endangered birds, with a population thought to be as low as 400. But bird lovers have been thrilled to find it's in high numbers in recent surveys across southeastern Australia. Claire Slattery reports.
On an average annual survey, volunteers would spot between 10 and 15 regent honeyeaters in the wild. But on a bad year, the numbers can get down to single figures. So this year, surveyors have been delighted to find 53 regent honeyeaters across southeastern Australia. Dean Inwison is the Regent Honeyeater Recovery Coordinator with BirdLife Australia.
Oh, it's fantastic to spot one, but in some of these situations at the moment, we've got up to 20 birds in locations. It's really like looking back in time, because that's exactly how regent honeyeaters would have occurred in years gone past. The early accounts have them in the thousands in some districts in the right seasons. Most people, often if they see them, they're in small numbers, one, twos and fives. So for people to be able to see flocks of birds, really special, and everyone gets a great thrill out of it.
The survey in August by about 300 citizen scientists found the regent honeyeater in locations from northeast Victoria to the north coast of New South Wales.
Yeah, so they've just turned up again in the Kapiti Valley in central New South Wales. The largest number of birds in this survey round has been in the lower Hunter Valley.
The regent honeyeater is critically endangered, with numbers as low as 400. Clearing of habitat is believed to be the main reason for the population decline. But efforts to protect and restore that habitat, as well as captive breeding programs, are helping the population recover. Dean Inwison is encouraged that many of the birds released back into the wild 2 years ago appear to have survived.
And over the last week or two, we've noticed that they're doing pair bonding, so they fly around the habitat together, they weave in and out of the trees. Once there's a pair established, they'll chase other individuals and other species away. They pick their little piece of territory. And then last week, we've actually found the first nest.
76-year-old volunteer John Saw has been part of the Regent Honeyeater surveys the past 3 years.
3 weeks ago, I was in part of the forest and over 10 regents came down on the ground and were around my feet. That was quite an experience. That doesn't happen very often.
John Saw is cautiously optimistic about this year's survey results.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, I never get bored by seeing regent honeyeaters because they're a very pretty bird. Very few Australians have ever seen them. It just lifts your heart a bit, and it's a nice relaxation. It calms you down to think that there are these wonderful birds in the forest still. We hope they will continue on for many generations.
John Saw, ending Claire Slattery's report.